Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together.
Praise the Lord on tonight. Yes, this is Thursday night, February 23rd, year 2017. And yes, you are in tune to Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am Executive Director and Host, Brother James Brown Jr. And yes, we are coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you live each Thursday night and each Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I have another special guest on tonight in the person of Pastor John Willis. He will be coming to us very shortly. He's going to bring forth the word of God. And he is the pastor of 2 Chronicles 7:14 Covenant Church, located here in Detroit, Michigan. He will be coming forth bringing the word of God on tonight. But we always open up in prayer. And I'm going to ask all the listeners if you will go into prayer with me at this time. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to give your name praise. We come to give you glory for who you are. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this another day that you have made. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your grace and your mercy. Heavenly Father, we don't deserve it, but you are so gracious, you're so loving, kind and toward each one of us. In spite of ourselves, you extend your grace and mercy towards each one of us. So for this, we are grateful on tonight. Heavenly Father, we come asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I first ask that you would forgive me of my sins and transgressions, and I'll also include my family, and then also include my guests on tonight, Pastor John Willis and his family, that you would forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, that our prayers and that the word will not be hindered on tonight, that it will accomplish what you have set forth to do on tonight for your glory in Jesus' name. And also, Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that may be tuned into this program on tonight that do not have a relationship with your son Jesus, who are not saved in his name on tonight, that as your word goes forth through your vessel, that something will be said on tonight, that their spiritual eyes and ears will become open, that they will be able to open their own mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into their hearts so that they can be saved in his name on tonight. For we know that you are right now, God, and you move by your spirit. And we know that you're able right now. So we lifting them up, each one of them up to you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you will move by your spirit, for we know that you're everywhere at the same time. So we don't have to send you anywhere. So we just move by and touch and agree on tonight that you would touch the hearts and the minds of those that are bereaved on tonight. Comfort and strengthen as only you can. Constantly remind them, Heavenly Father, that earth has no sorrows that heaven cannot heal. And then also we pray and lift up all those that are sick and afflicted, whether in their minds, spirits, or bodies, Lord. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Jerusalem and Israel to you on tonight, Heavenly Father, that your will be done in those places for your glory. And then those that are incarcerated, those that are living in shelters, those that are homeless and abused, Heavenly Father, we lift them up to you right now in Jesus' name, that you would move by your spirit and grant them the desires of their hearts so that they would know that you are true living God and that it was you who have touched them and moved on their behalf, that they would give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight, that you would be glorified in Jesus' name. So we just pray, Lord, that you would move by your spirit and have your way on tonight as we conclude and go, as we ready to go forward into this program, that you just have your way. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us for your glory is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, on tonight, we have another spiritual food for thought tonight. Tonight's spiritual food for thought is saying to all of us, the Lord bestows on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. That is found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse 3. Again, tonight's spiritual food for thought says to us, the Lord bestows on them a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning. And so we just thank God for that. And that's, again, that scripture comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 61, verse number 3. I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and then click on follow. Please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants-ambassadors-vessels and then click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Again, I welcome all comments and feedback from my listeners. You can email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Well, I have two announcements that I would like to make before I bring forth Pastor Willis on tonight. I want you all to know, before I do that, I'd like to give a shout out to my bishop and shepherd and pastor, Bishop James A. Jennings. He's the pastor and shepherd of Shield of Faith Church, and I'd like to give a big shout out to my Shield of Faith Church family. Again, I'll give a shout out to my bishop, Bishop James A. Jennings, and the Shield of Faith Church family on tonight. Well, in the form of announcements, I am going to announce there's an upcoming gospel stage play, and it's being presented by my younger sister, Danetta Burney. God has anointed her to be able to write books, and not only write books, but he has anointed her with a gift to be able to write screenplays and gospel plays. So he has anointed her with this gospel stage play that is going to be coming up, and it's going to take place on Saturday, May 13th, and then also on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th, at the Northwest Activity Center here in Detroit, Michigan. The title of the play is Opposite Ends of the Bridge. Again, upcoming stage play presented by my younger sister, Danetta Burney, will be taking place on Saturday, May 13th, and then also on Sunday, Mother's Day, May 14th, at the Northwest Activity Center. The gospel stage play is titled Opposite Ends of the Bridge. So I thank God for that. And so I will be letting you all know more about that as we get closer to that date. I have read the script about me being her brother. I already know what the script is about. And I know God has anointed her for such a time as this, for what we're living in and how families are being divided, as the enemy has already let us know that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy households, churches, marriages, whatever he can do to destroy it. But this gospel stage play is a way of mending families back together. So I thank God for anointing her for to be able to come forth with this gospel stage play. Well, on tonight, it is my time to bring forth again on tonight, Pastor John Willis. Again, he is the pastor and shepherd of 2 Corinthians 7:14 Covenant Church, located here in Detroit, Michigan. Pastor Willis, I'm going to ask you to come forth. And when you come forth, I'm going to ask if you will please share with the listeners a testimony first. And then we're going to do a music break. And then following the music break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. At this time, could you please share with the listeners a testimony first?
Amen. Absolutely. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Brother James Brown, it's such an unprecedented honor to be here with you this evening. And we're just giving God the glory tonight just for all of the miraculous things. There's just so much that God has been doing and is doing in my life and in the ministry in particular. Just want to just thank him and give him praise and just lift glory and honor to his name tonight for the addition to the kingdom and how he is so blessing our ministry. He's expanding our borders. He's enlarging our territories in such a dynamic way. And I just give God glory because he has been a friend to us. He has been faithful to us in everything that he has promised. And even through prophetic words, the additions that he said would come, have come and are coming. And so I just thank God that he is establishing his word and he's watching over his word and hastening that word to perform it, as you were saying, at such a time as this, where there's so much that's going on in the world, there's so much that's going on in people's personal lives, but God is faithful to his word. And so I'm just thanking God that what he has said is coming to pass. He says his word, heaven and earth will pass away, but forever, O Lord, is his word established in the heavens. And so I just give him praise for how he's blessing our ministry on the east side of Detroit at 2 Chronicles 7:14 Covenant Church. He's doing great and exponential things, and I just bless him for that tonight.
Amen. What a powerful testimony. All giving glory to God, because you know that it's God who is doing it. And so we just thank God that you're a vessel. You are an ambassador. You are a servant of the Most High God. And for the worldwide listeners, I want you all to know that not only is Pastor John Willis is a pastor, but he is my friend in the Lord. We are
Amen.
Brothers in Christ. And we have known each
Amen.
Other for years. We've grown up together
yes.
in church. And so I thank God for him. And that he's still standing on the wall, and he's still teaching and preaching and being a doer of God's word. And so I thank God for him on tonight. So at this time, we're going to come forth with a music break. And following this music break, Pastor John Willis, I'm going to yield the mic to you so that you can deliver God's word on tonight. And I pray, listeners, that you have your Bibles out so that you can take notes. And also, I always remind you that, hey, have your Bibles and pens and paper out so that you can take notes, because I don't want anyone to take it lightly or take it for granted or think that me or my guests, that we're coming forth with saying things that we don't have no idea or no clue of what we're talking about, that you can follow along with the man of God as he brings forth the word, and you can see it for yourself. Thus, what God has to say to his people on tonight. And also, in the form of an announcement, I did forget to let you all remind the listeners that I have already started opening up the phone lines. The Lord has placed it in my spirit to, as the Lord directs, I open up the phone lines for the worldwide listeners to call in and share your testimonies. I've already did that, and I'm going to continue to do it as the Lord say do so, because God gives us glory through our testimonies. And others that are weak in their faith or do not trust or believe in God that he's able to do it, if they know and see and that God did it for you, and hear you open your own mouth and confess and testify that God had delivered you or your family member or healed you or blessed you or did anything for you, that you know that if God had not intervened, it would not have happened, so that you know that God did it. so that you would want to open your mouth and give God glory and share your testimony. He gets his glory through our testimonies. And he said in his word that he would share his glory with no one. So don't move. Don't let fear or doubt come into your heart or mind. And don't miss your blessing by not calling in and sharing your testimony or giving a praise report or even for a prayer. You can dial this number, area code 657-383-1364. Once again, I open up the phone lines for listeners to call in and share your testimonies. I would like all of you all to get more involved because this ministry is not just for me. It is for you as well. So don't lose your blessing by not calling in and sharing your testimony. Again, God gets his glory through your testimonies as well as mine. So when I say the lines are open for testimonies, you need to dial area code 657-383-1364. So those are the announcements. And at this time, we're going to do this music break at this time. And then following this music break, Pastor John Willis, I am not going to speak. I am just going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word following this music break.
Thank you.
Father, we give you praise tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We lift your name. We magnify your name. We thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you, God, for all of the wonderful things that you have done and how you have blessed us, how you have given us life, health, and strength. We thank you, God, for your Son, Jesus Christ, who you have sent to atone and make atonement and covering for the sins of the world. We just pause in this moment, God, to say thank you for all that you have done. You're so worthy to be praised, and we thank you from the depths of our heart. Now for these next moments, we ask, God, that you would arrest the airways, that you would arrest the atmosphere for your glory, that you would superimpose your power, that you would make known your presence, that you would make known your love to every listener tonight. We pray now that as the airwaves are under arrest, that you are seizing them for your glory, that you are releasing blessing, that you are releasing healing, that you are releasing revelation. We thank you now for greater dimensions of awareness and consciousness that is invading every voided territory in the name of Jesus. Use this time, this moment now, to take advantage of my availability. I'll be so careful to give your name all of the glory, honor, and the praise that's due to your name, in Jesus' name. Amen. Just giving God glory, praise, and honor, just like to, before I go into the Word of God tonight for these next few moments, to give a shout out to my beautiful church family, 2 Chronicles 7:14 Covenant Church on the east side of Detroit, Michigan, to my beautiful wife, Pastor Eugenia Willis, and to all of God's people everywhere. We greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, bringing you greetings from Detroit, Michigan. We're thanking God for what he's doing in our lives and doing through our lives, how he is manifesting his presence and making his word and the word of truth known to all generations and to all men who will receive the word of God tonight. This evening, I'd like to just lift a few verses, a few passages of scripture. On this past Saturday, the Lord had given me a word for our house, and I felt led to share that word with you tonight. And certainly, I definitely want to pause and definitely thank Brother James Brown for affording me this platform and allowing me this space to come to you tonight, for his graciousness, for his humility. As he forestated, he is a very, very dear friend, and I thank God for him. Dear brother, with a powerful testimony in his own right, God is yet preserving his people. So I bless you tonight, Brother James. Thank you so much again for allowing me this opportunity to speak to your audience on this evening. Tonight I'm coming from the book of St. Luke. For those of you who are listening and you have your Bible, Luke chapter 8, verses 43 through 48. And the word of the Lord reads in our hearing tonight, it reads, "And a woman having an issue of blood 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him," referring to Jesus the Christ, the anointed, "and touched the border of his garment, and immediately," not after a while, but "immediately issue of blood stanched," or in other words, it ceased. "And Jesus said, who touched me? When all denied, Peter and they that were with him said, Master, the multitude throng thee and press thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And Jesus said, somebody hath touched me, for I perceive that virtue is gone out of me. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling, and falling down before him, she declared unto him before all the people for what cause she had touched him, and how she was healed immediately." Just say that wherever you are, driving in your car or in your home, in your living room, wherever you're listening, just say that the Lord has healed your issue right now. Your issue is healed right now, immediately. Concluding with verse 48, and he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort, thy hath made thee whole. Go in peace. Tonight, I want to speak from the thought in your hearing, from the subject, an intentional touch. An intentional touch. Many of us, those of us who are involved in church, who attend church on a regular or semi-regular basis, have often heard the text preached about this certain woman. This woman, as the Bible describes, issue of blood. The Bible says that she had this issue for 12 years. For 12 years, this woman had an issue of blood. Let me bring this up into modern understanding or layman's terms. In other words, she was hemorrhaging from her body. She was bleeding chronically from her body. Now, the Bible says that the life of the flesh is in the blood. Without blood, our bodies cannot live. Without blood, our bodies cannot function. And so from a spiritual vantage point, I want to speak that when the blood is contaminated, when the blood is tainted, or when the blood is sickly or contaminated with sickness and disease, the blood will carry that infirmity that is contained therein throughout the body to other parts of the body, thereby making the rest of the body more sickly. Many diseases are wrought because the blood is tainted. Now, from a spiritual perspective, many of us are suffering because things and issues that have worked their way into our lives, worked their way into our mindsets, worked their way into our behavioral patterns, our governmental systems, have caused us to become dilapidated because our blood has been tainted. The life source of the spirit has become tainted. It has become contaminated, causing us to become weak. And so when we understand that we are contending with different forces, we're contending with different circumstances, if we are not careful to make sure that blood is cleansed, it will transfer throughout the body of Christ, throughout the body of the aggregations where we worship, in our houses of worship. There's contaminants that are running rampant. This woman was dealing with an issue. Many of us are dealing with issues, and we're tired. Now, picture with me, this woman is pulling herself through, and I need you to the best of your ability, to visualize in your spirit, to visualize in your mind these times and day in which we speak in this scripture. Anytime a woman was hemorrhaging or blood was discharged from her body, she was considered unclean, and she was considered an outcast. She couldn't touch certain things, or they would be considered contaminated. Anything she touched would be considered an outcast. And many of us have gone through situations where family has outcast us, coworkers have outcast us, because sometimes they simply just don't understand our issue. They don't understand what we're dealing with. They don't understand the place where we're in, what we're dealing with, what we're contending with. And sometimes people will cut themselves off and push you away, and you're doing your best. You're trying your best. You're striving. You've set high aspirations for yourself. But it seems like, just like this woman with the issue, you have been bleeding, and it seems like the life source is slowly leaving you, and it has been an endless cycle. I'm talking to somebody tonight who is ready to give up on your faith. You're ready to give up on life because you've been bleeding in your mind. You've been bleeding in your spirit. You've been bleeding in your hope. Your hope has slowly been dwindling. There is no optimism almost left in your life. Everything, it seems like it's negative. You can't find a sense of relief for your mind. You can't find anything to relieve your issue. You've been bleeding, and it's taking everything within you to pull yourself and drag yourself through the dust. This woman with the issue of blood was on the ground. I can just imagine in my spirit, as the people were surrounding Jesus Christ because his reputation had preceded him, and multitudes, the Bible says, were thronging him. In other words, they were pressing in just to touch him. But here is the thing that differentiates this woman from the multitudes, because the disciple says, Lord, how is it, and I'm paraphrasing, how is it that all these people can push you and pull on you and you say, someone touched me? This woman apart from all of the people who were climbing over, literally stepping on other people. There were so many people. See this in your mind. There were so many people who were climbing over other individuals in selfishness, just trying to get a touch, just trying to touch him. But they had no faith on the inside of the touch. They had no spiritual passion to go after the touch. This woman with the issue was reaching out to drag herself through the dust. The dust was in her eyes. The dust was in her hair. Her clothes were dried with the dryness of blood as she was hemorrhaging. Just imagine the stench that went with the clothes that she wore. She couldn't change her clothes. And so the blood, all of the bleeding, the blood was in her clothes. The dust was in her clothes. She was in appearance of a wreck, of no kind of hope. Seemingly kind of hope that as people looked upon her, they did not see any hope. They did not see any signs of real life. Her body was weak, pulling with everything she had left. But her touch was intentional. How many times do we come to church and we come to worship, but we don't come with an intention in our heart? We don't come to seek the face of God. We come to see our friends. We come to show off our outfits. We come for pseudo reason, for false reasons that are not authentic, that would cause the move of God or cause the heavens to open over our life. There was something in this woman. It was expectation. She said, I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. Now, the Bible says that she reached out and touched the border of his garment. She didn't touch his physical person, but touched rather the border of his garment. And yet the border, Christ knew, out of all of these people who are pushing and pulling, someone touched him. How did he know that someone touched him? Because virtue. See, the anointing is always congruent with your faith. Faith always connects to the anointing. And so when you are reaching God in faith, I don't care what you've been going through, the dust may be in your eyes, the dust of despair may be in your eyes, the dust of hard trials may be in your eyes, and you cannot see your way. The dust of discouragement may be in your eyes and in your hair, and you may be ready and prepared to even go as far as taking your life because you've been bleeding for so long and you're tired of bleeding. You're frustrated of bleeding. People are stepping on you. People are walking over you, and you're ready to give up. I've got news for you tonight. The good news for you tonight is to look up and live. I have a message from the Lord. Hallelujah. And it's only that you look and you live tonight, or wherever you are, that you elevate your perception, that you elevate your heart, that you give God the praise that he deserves. I know it's been rough. I know times have been trying you. But when you come to God, you have to give God something to work with. The Bible says it is given to every man a measure of faith. Your measure of faith may not be the equivalent of my measure. My measure may not be the equivalent of your measure. But one thing stands for certain. You have a measure of faith, Use your faith to believe God that God is going to turn your situation around. This woman had faith in her touch. It was an intentional touch that was filled with faith. Faith is an environment. Faith is a dimension. Jesus Christ had to leave certain cities recorded in the Bible because there was no faith. Understand this. That environment is everything, because when you have faith, it produces, it incubates what God is able to do in your life. It incubates the sustaining power. It causes, please hear me in the spirit, faith unlocks doors in the spirit realm. Without faith, Hebrews teaches us, it is impossible to please God. Jesus said, "Who touched me?" In other words, he was saying, who has touched the essence of my being that has turned the key and unlocked what's in me, the essence of who I am, the Son of God, the glory of God, the power of God? Who has touched me and caused virtue, which is healing power, to come out of me? He says, I perceive that virtue has gone out of me, because someone is reaching up to God in this moment. I encourage you to extend your faith and allow the heavens to open over your life. Many of you listening tonight, you may have been praying, but you have not been praying with faith, believing. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in not some of his ways, but all of his ways. He is unstable. There's no stability in you worrying and trying to pray. If you're going to worry, why pray? If you're going to pray, then why worry? But you can't hold on to both of them. So God is giving you a provision through his vision. Amen. Hallelujah. He's given you provision to be able to come out of that bondage. Your bondage may have been for 6 years. It may have been for 12 years. It may have been for 3 weeks. But however long it is, and you know in your mind and you know in your heart of hearts that your spirit is tired, it's time to release your faith with an intentional touch and believe God. As you release your faith, the heavens will open, because God is faithful to his word. He is not a man that he should lie, neither is he the son of man that he has any reason to repent. Whatever God has said, he will hasten to perform. He says you pray, but you pray amiss. In other words, you're praying in error, or you're praying with the wrong motives. And so nothing is being manifested after your prayers. And so the demon of delusion comes behind empty prayers and makes you feel through trickery that God has forsaken you, that God does not love you. Here's the key that we must learn tonight, is that God is sovereign. And as God is sovereign, he doesn't have to ask any man permission on how he is going to orchestrate miracles. There is a way that seems right. It seems right unto a man, but the end thereof, hear me tonight, is death and destruction. So we must take hold of the keys. He says, behold, I give you the keys to the king's dominion, or the kingdom. Keys represent access. Keys represent authority. Keys represent the power that you have to move into a thing, to unlock a thing, to secure a thing. He says, behold, woman of God, behold, man of God, behold, young man or boy or girl, whoever you are, age has no barrier, age has no limit. He's giving you tonight by faith the keys to unlock spiritual dimensions, to unlock different stratospheres in his kingdom, so that you can experience heaven, not in the sweet by and by, but on earth right now. He says, I have come that you might have life. This woman was bleeding. The life was going out of her, and she was using, thank you, Holy Ghost, she was using everything she had in terms of the natural to try and to engineer a supernatural means, because it was the only means she had with physicians. Watch this. She's dealing on a natural level with doctors, spent all she had with doctors on the left hand, but the right hand, when her spirit kicked in, she said, I'm going whatever it takes. If I have to drag myself through the mud with mud in my hair and mud in my eyes, I may be unattractive to people. People may not understand me. People may laugh at me. People may ostracize me. People may criticize me. They may turn their backs on you. It might even be your very biological family that turns their back on you. But if you keep pressing with intention to touch God, not to just go to church for another church, another church service, but to pull yourself into the presence, pull yourself into the presence, pull yourself into the presence of God. It's only God. It's only His power. It's only His love. You've been looking in all the wrong places for love. Jesus is love. 1 John 4:7-8. Hallelujah. Jesus is love. God is love. Anyone that knows God knows love because God is love. Love covers a multitude of sin. Somebody's being delivered and healed as I'm speaking these words. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I decree, I declare tonight, this night, in this moment, immediately, healing is coming to you. Release your faith. Expect God to move. I don't care what it's been looking like. No, you haven't been having the money to pay all of your bills. No, your children may not be lining up with everything that God has predestined for them. No, that husband may be wayward. No, that wife may be sleeping around. No, everything in your world as you know it may be contending you, may be fighting you, and your heart is broken and your heart is bleeding. But love is covering a multitude, every diversity and form of sin. Cannot extricate the power of the Holy Ghost and the power that's in the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. And so God has taken care of every shortcoming, of every fault, of everything that you have gone through up until this point. In Jesus' name, it's covered. I break the hand of the enemy and the lies and the schemes and the wiles that he has spoken in your hearing and the seeds that have taken root in your spirit and are germinating. I curse it all over this globe, all over this world. I apostolically and prophetically decree and declare now that deliverance is coming to you in your heart, in your mind, that God is breaking old mindsets. Thank you, Jesus. That God is reforming your thoughts according to truth, and you shall be set free because of the truth. The truth shall make you free. As you know the truth, it shall make you free all over these airways. I decree and declare now tonight that God is allowing heaven to invade earth. It's coming in your home. It's going in your job. It's going in your family. It's going taking root in your social statuses and different things that you are engaged with, everything that is under your jurisdictional authority and power and influence, I command the blessing of the Lord right now to set the people of God free. I decree and declare that it is so. This woman had challenges. She had challenges. But the word of God, hallelujah, the faith that she had in God was able to stop her issue and correct her issue. These 5 points and I'll be done. We're looking at her condition. She was bleeding and she was unclean. We're looking at her press. She was physically weak and she was an outcast. She was being stepped on. We're looking at her challenges. People trampled her. People ridiculed her. We're looking at her determination. She said, if I but touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. We're looking at essentially her deliverance. She touched, watch this, the essence of heaven by way of her faith and expectation to be restored. That's it right there. That's enough power right there. That's enough to chase every demon out of your life. Because Satan is the prince of the power of the air, God is still on the throne. no power, no demon, no hex, no voodoo, goober dust, witchcraft, warlocks, and witches, nothing that has been constructed or erected in this earthly experience or the bowels of the underworld that has been conceived in the mind and concept of Satan himself can superimpose its power or its will over the word and the power of God. Hallelujah. Nothing. What shall separate us? Thank you, Jesus. From the love of God. Jesus, God loves you tonight. God is in love with you tonight, and he would that none should perish. And this is the promise that God is faithful and he's just to forgive you and to cleanse you. Not from a few acts of unrighteousness, not from some unrighteousness, but from all unrighteousness. You need to put your hands together right there and start praising him in your bedroom. You need to start clapping your hands right where you are in your car. You need to start praising him right now in your living room, in your basement. You need to start praising him driving in your car. Just pass,
yes,
just
Lord
pat your
Jesus,
leg. If you can't take both of your hands off the steering wheel and
thank
put
you.
It right back in the devil's face, because your
Jesus.
Salvation is secured. I'm going to say it again. Your
Lord.
Salvation is secured. He came and he gave his life. What manner of man is this? That he will come. What manner of love that a man should come and lay down his life for another? He did it for you, woman of God. He did it for you, man of God. Pastor, preacher, prophet, apostle, I'm not concerned about your title, because guess what? You fighting stuff too. And a lot of folk won't be to the point of admitting, even in ministry. I tell my church, I'm not a superhero. I'm fighting and pressing just like you are. I don't have a cape. I don't have tights, leaping buildings in a single bound. He says he would deceive the very elect. It's in the book.
Ooh,
if it's possible. He's looking for every way possible to displace your faith. I feel the anointing of God surging through this call tonight.
Yes.
Satan is looking for every avenue. But I decree and declare now, doors are closed. Access is closed to him. And I decree and declare that the heavens are open. Let it rain, Jesus. Let it rain, Jesus. Draw your people back to you. Bring us back to our knees and cause us to seek your face and cry out. Make pastors stretch out in front of their congregation in submission to teach their people how to worship, to teach their people and show them. Don't hand them a track. Don't hand them a tape. Show them how to worship. Show your people how to praise God. And then will the power. He says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, not religion. Don't get it twisted. God's not interested in religion. He's coming for your relationship. Don't let it be said in that day, depart from me because I never knew you. It only comes. It only comes through relationship, not church, through relationship. And I'm not implying that you don't need church. Everyone needs to be in church. But even in the church, we have religious systems. I come against that spirit, that familiar spirit, that religious spirit that shuts the door on people from being empowered by the revelation of God through religious practice. He says, my power is made of none effect. How? By your tradition. God is not locked up in a box. He's not locked up in a system. He says, behold, I do a new thing. We serve a God of freshness. We serve a God that has vitality in his mindset. We serve a God that's not contaminated or starched by familiar things that we've held on to for yesteryears and yestercenturies. God is not there. The children of Israel followed God. They pressed after God by the pillar of fire at night. Come on now. They pressed after God. They followed God. Wherever God moved, I'm talking to somebody.
somebody tonight. You've been stuck for years because you're trying to hold on to where Grandma Mabel went the past 10, 15, 20 years. And the Holy Ghost ain't nowhere to be found in there because the people are stuck in a system. But I break systems tonight. I break it by the power of God. I decree and declare it broken tonight, that the people are set free, and the people, God's people, are moving forth to possess their possessions. Come on, put those hands together right where you are. Clap those hands and give God praise for deliverance. Clap those hands and release a spirit of praise right in the middle of it. You don't have the answer. You can't put a question. You can't put a period behind what you're dealing with. But God is your exclamation point. Hallelujah. And he's going to change your tears of sorrow into tears of rejoicing. He's going to cause those feet to dance again, Pastor. He's going to cause those feet to dance again, woman of God.
Oh, yes.
The bleeding has stopped. The hemorrhaging is ceased in Jesus' name. I command the blessing of the Lord on you tonight. I command you to live by the word of God. Live, live, live tonight. No longer after this night shall you exist. But I'm commanding you to live in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
God bless
tonight.
You.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Pastor Willis, for that powerful word and an intentional touch. I want to put to you, the listeners, on tonight. Now, after hearing that word on tonight, whose report are you going to believe? Do you still
Amen.
Believe what Satan is telling you, or are you going to stand on God's word? Again, I stress, and I love what he said in God's word because I've read it myself. It's the word of God. Pastor Willis did not make this up because I've read it myself. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, and Jesus is not a man that he should repent. The Son of God is not a man that he should repent. So whatever God said he's going to do, I'm a living witness, and I can bear truth to this word on tonight that God will do just what he said he's going to do. He does. He watches over his word still, just like he did back then. He's the same God today. He still watches over his word to perform it in the lives of his children and the saints of his children in the earth for his glory. And for this, we're grateful on tonight. We thank you, Pastor Willis, for that powerful word on tonight. And as you was bringing the word, and as all my guests brings word, I'm always taking notes as they're bringing the word. I like you said so much that I couldn't write it all down, but thank God that through the medium and through the technology today, all of these broadcasts for the listeners that may not know that have the internet, you can always go back years from now and pull up just today's show and listen to it. That's what I love about technology. That's what God Jesus said in his word. He told us, you know, we were going to be able to do greater works. And I believe that technology is a part of this greater works through this worldwide platform that the word of God can spread and get the good news of Jesus Christ out through the word of God, through men and women such as Pastor John Willis over the worldwide platform through the internet. So that's what he was talking about. That's one of the things that I believe that he was talking about when he said, greater works shall we do, that the good news of Jesus Christ is still going to go forth through his vessels. Pastor John Willis, what a powerful word on tonight. I was blessed by that word. I love what you said, look and live. Then you said faith connects the anoint to the anointing. And then you said extend your faith. So, yes, God is an intentional God. He's doing what he does best. He watches over his word to perform it for his glory in the lives of his children. And, yes, Jesus Christ is coming back for the church. And believe it or not, for those that do not believe it, we are the church, those that are born in blood washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. We are the church. He's not coming back for a building. Thank God he's coming back for us, those that are saved in Jesus' name. We are the church. So we are the ones that he's coming back for. Are you ready on tonight? I pray, Lord, that if you're not saved on tonight after hearing his word, that the Lord would have moved by his spirit and will continually move by his spirit, even as you sleep, that you won't rest, that the Lord will be able to touch your heart and your mind, that you will be able to open your own mouth for those that are not saved in Jesus' name, that they will be able to open their own mouth on tonight, confess the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved in his name. Because just as Pastor Willis said, and I've read this too in the word, he said that God wishes that no souls perish. He don't get no joy out of those that are, you know, lost in sin and die and go to hell. He has a prepared place for all those that call upon the name of Jesus Christ and be saved in his name, because he has a place for you too in glory if you choose to go there. So it's a choice. God, do not force yourself on anyone. I love how he does it. It's your free choice, your free will to make up your own mind and to decide, are you going to follow Jesus Christ, or are you going to spend your eternal life in eternity in hell, a place that God did not design for you or me to be. He designed and purposed for us to be with him, our creator. I thank God for this word on tonight. An intentional touch. And just like he touched this woman with the issue of blood, he can touch you even on tonight. Pastor John Willis, what a powerful word on tonight. Again, you always bring forth a powerful word. And I'm just praying that the Lord God will continue to bless you and your ministry, your wife, your family, your children, and everything that he has touched you and purposed in your life, that everything you do is going to be glorifying to God, and that he will bless you even in the marketplace, that you will be able to lend and not borrow. You are the head and not beneath. And he said, there's no good thing that he's going to withhold from you, and not only you, but any of us that love him, that are called according to his name, the name of Jesus Christ, and being doers of his word. We thank you for that powerful word, Pastor John Willis, on tonight. I pray, Lord, that someone was blessed. I know I was on tonight. Pastor Willis, before I release you again, is there anyone that you would like to give another shout-out to, or how the listeners, if they're in your area on when your services start, if you can give your church time and location of your church, the church address, just in case if someone is listening that may be in your area on a Sunday and want to come by and visit?
Amen. We actually have our services on Saturday evenings. Saturday evenings at 6 p.m., we convene our services at the Christian Liberty Community Church at 3126 McClellan Avenue at the corner of Marietta. As every Saturday evening at 6 p.m., we're there worshiping God, praising God, and just pressing to get into his presence. That's all we want. Amen. So definitely you'll be warmly welcome and well received. And our motto is leave no soul behind. It's all about getting the souls back into God's presence. Amen. We're not trying to win any points or score any points. We just want to make sure we put a smile on God's face. Amen. And thank you so much again, Brother Brown, for having us back on. We're so honored and humbled to be with you again. It's just, God is just incredible. That's all I can say. He's incredible.
Oh, you've been such a blessing. Yes. Amen. The best is still yet to come. Yes, it is. And I just want to put this out before he closes out on tonight. I thank God for this such a powerful, such needed message for such a time as this, an intentional touch. Again, God is the same. He has no respect to a person. He, just like he did way back then, he's the same God. And he's still touching people's hearts and lives and changing hearts and lives today. And for those that do not know and do not believe, the only way you're going to get to glory, the only way you're going to get to heaven, if you're going to be saved, you can only be saved through Jesus Christ. No, you cannot be saved by God. Yes, he's our creator. He's everyone's creator, but he's not everyone's father. He becomes your father when you're saved in Jesus' name, his son, his only begotten son. That's when you're saved, and that's when you become in the body of Christ. When you confess your sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be saved in his name, then God becomes your father, and then you become a part of the body of Christ. So we thank God for this word on tonight. And as we get ready to close out, we always close out in prayer. And I want my listeners to know that I love you, and I thank you for tuning in faithfully. And on this coming Saturday will be a Christian comedian, Mike Larry, will be coming forth on this coming Saturday, the 25th. So God has a sense of humor, just as we all should have a sense of humor. We should be able to laugh sometime. And sometimes we need to take time out and just laugh at our own self. And so I don't think God will be mad, but I thank God for Christian comedians, that God gets glory through, even through Christian comedians. So he will be coming on this coming Saturday. So we close out. We're going to close out in prayer on tonight. Dear God, Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We thank you for your word that went forth through Pastor John Willis. Thank you for him, Lord. Continue to bless him. Continue to strengthen him and his wife, his family, his church, his ministry, and the visions that you are placing him for the ministry, that you will be glorified through it. Continue to bless those that are listening faithfully through on this broadcast, and continue to lead and guide those that do not know Jesus Christ, that they would too be able to open their own mouth, confess him in their own with their own mouth, and ask him to come into their hearts so they can be saved. Continue to restore and bring back to those that have gone astray in Jesus' name. Continue to strengthen those that are in the body of Christ, being doers of your word. Continue to bless us, strengthen, and use us, that in this life and in this earth, that everywhere we go, Heavenly Father, that somebody will be able to see Jesus Christ in us, that you will be glorified through us. In Jesus' name is our prayer. So we just give your name praise. We give you glory. We give you honor because of who you are. And we know that there is none like you. And we just so grateful and thankful, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, no matter what news report says, no matter what people say or think. We know that you are in total control and you love us still in spite of ourselves. For this, we give you glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, listeners, know that I love you. And continue to lift up each other in prayer. And I'm going to close out with the song, Pray For Me. Continue to be blessed in the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you too. Until the next time, good night.
Come on, KD.
This is an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Yes, sir. Pray, pray for me.
Lord.